CJ, from the first game against the Colts, what do you think are some things that you can take from that one that can help you be successful against them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you rewatch the tape over and just see the things that, you know, you left on the field, also the things you can clean up. So, they're a new team. You know, they're playing really well. Came off a really hard-fought win against Miami. So, you know, we got to be on our A game and be able to handle business.
I know you obviously knew that Joe Mixon was a great player before he came here, but has being with him every day and playing with him, like, increased your, impressiveness with him or how you thought of him?
I mean, I've been watching Joe for a long time. You know, I think I was in middle school or high school. He was at Oklahoma, and he was a really good player there. So, I've always known him to be a really good player. Played against him last year. He was really good. So, you know, now I'm just glad he's on my team, you know, and been able to, you know, really open up a lot of things for our offense. And I think, you know, we can continue to, you know, use him in a lot of different ways. And, you know, he's going to even make me better. So, you know, I'm just really blessed to have him on the team.
When things go as poorly as they did in the passing game in Green Bay, what opportunities does that present you as a quarterback and as the offense to learn this week that you wouldn't have without it going so bad?
Yeah, I think it's a check of life, you know. Not everything goes your way, and it's all about how you respond. So for me, you know, I just, you know, watch the film, be critical on myself, and just get better from there, and, you know, be critical on the offense, and, you know, got to be pushing guys and, you know, holding guys accountable. But at the same time, you know, the sun comes up the next day, and you got to realize that, you know, you learn from your mistakes, you move on, and you just, you know, continue to grow in grace. So, you know, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to, you know, hold our heads high, even though we know that that wasn't good enough. But we know that we're a really good football team. We're going to go put that on film, you know, whatever we got to. I definitely understand, but, you know, I'm definitely, you know, not harping on the past and just trying to, you know, look to the future and just get better.
That point about you go back to tape and you watch the snaps that you were pressured heavy on, what kind of things can you pick up that you can learn from the plays specifically where there's just kind of quick pressure in your face?
Honestly, I mean, I would say, you know, just for me, just getting the ball out on time, being able, you know, to try to stay comfortable after getting hit, and, you know, really just, you know, just trying to make everybody around me better. You know, I got the utmost respect and, you know, a trust in my O-line. You know, one outing doesn't make you a definition, you know what I mean? There's plenty of games that you can go look at the film and they did an amazing job, you know, so I don't believe in the banter and all this. I don't even see it. I'm not really on social media, but, you know, I hear about it and, you know, I just, you know, just like you guys beat them down, I want y'all to praise them as well, you know. So this next week, I know that the protection is going to be great, and I can't wait for it, you know. And, you know, I want y'all to do the same thing y'all doing now and just, you know, be more positive, you know. But same time, it's the league we in, you know. We're not feeling bad for ourselves. We grown men. We can take it, you know what I mean. And I know that they want to be better, and they will.
Guys accountable. What is your approach when you might have to do a little bit of straightening, whether it's with a unit, an individual player, and how comfortable are you in doing that with this team?
Yeah, I mean, I know the personalities of my guys. You know, it's been my second year with them, and I know, you know, it's a little different than I'm used to. You know, this is a older O-line, except for really Juice and Ken. You know, so really, I mean, for me, the message is just being honest with them and, you know, being heartfelt. You know, I've been on teams before where I've had to, you know, scream and yell and, you know, like, and that's a way you can get to a player as well. But, you know, for this team, you know, it's really just, you know, they understand. They done played a lot of meaningful ball before. And that's for King and Juice and then for the rest of the older guys as well. Is, you know, they understand, you know, we got to be better. But, you know, I don't believe in, you know, beating somebody down, because when I throw a pick, you know, they uplift me, you know. So I understand that, you know, we all want to be better, but, you know, it's a way to do that.
Ever since the Chicago game, it looks like these teams have been mirroring, copycatting the same thing on the defense side of the ball when they're trying to throw stunts and throw different types of looks at you all. How can you and Juice maybe get on the same page to be able to pick those up quicker?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I feel like for me, that's a responsibility that I want to, you know, help with is, you know, helping Juice and, you know, helping those guys up front. And, you know, I really watch a lot of film to try to pick those things up. And honestly, we're always more times than not in the right looks. It's just we got to execute. And that's the main thing is just execution. You know, it really breeds confidence and it breeds wins. So, you know, the more we can just execute those looks that we get, because, I mean, we see them in practice, but we just got to be able to, you know, do it on Sundays. And, you know, once I think we do that, you know, we'll be able to see, you know, just our offense flourish some more.
CJ,
TJ, this is your first rematch of the season coming up against Indianapolis. For your game prep, how much goes into what worked for you the first time against the Colts and what has changed since you've played against the Colts and how they've looked differently?
I'll say probably like 60-40, 60% of trying to move on and, realize that this is another great challenge, another good team to play on in the NFL, and then again, you look back and, just really look at the philosophy of, Gus Bradley, who is, I think, is a great coordinator. And, they got a lot of great defenders. I think they're getting Buck back, and, that's a huge piece to them. And, Kenny's playing really high. Zaire's playing great. So, just a lot of respect for those guys over there. But, at the same time, I'm not going to harp on the past. But at the same time, understand that those are some good players. We got to be able to be on our A game to come out with a win.
What's the challenge like for you, say, when it's not going great to – also to want to make plays but also try to stay within yourself and not try to overextend yourself realizing that things aren't going as great?
Yeah, it's tough. I consider myself a really good football player, and I have a really great God-given talent, and I love to show those talents, but at the same time, I got to be able to control my ops and have that controlled aggression, and that's something that I think I can be better at, is is just I think I've been, doing a good job of protecting the ball, and taking my ops. I just think I would love some more, and just take on that responsibility of, just putting more on my plate, because I think I can handle it. I've had these conversations with my coaches and my teammates. And so, I think that as we, continue to go and the season gets longer and longer, I'll continue to flourish and grow. And I'm excited for that.
Do you anticipate more opportunities for maybe Schultz to make plays in the pass game? Is that connected to the protection as well, maybe the lack of statistical production from him this year?
You can point fingers from everywhere, It's really ultimately up to me and Dalton and, really the whole team to, make things work for everybody. So, I'm not going to sit here, point one guy out. And, Dalton knows, that he's very important to this football team, and he's helped in so many ways that, that a lot of people cannot notice. So, I'm not going to, just point to one guy and be like, he's not doing this for this. I really can't do that, But I have the utmost respect for Dalton. He knows that, and I love feeding him the ball. He's more times open than not, and, try to give him the ball every time that shows.
As a fan of this league, what did you think about the team adding Devin White? Did you get a chance to mention to him about last year running past
him? I didn't get to talk to him about it yet. I'm not even sure if he's seen it, but I just talked to him. He seems like a real good dude, playing against him last year. He's a heck of a football player. He's really fast. But, that playoff, I got up a little bit. But, I got out of bounds, too. I ain't trying to get hit by him. I think he's a great player, a great addition, So, shout out to Nick for, doing his thing once again. I'm in love with that choice that Nick made. And, I think he'd be a great addition to this defense.
Tank are really close. How do you balance out being the quarterback but also being his best friend, especially after last week's game where how highly competitive he is? He wants to contribute more, but having a game like that, kind of messes with him a little bit.
Honestly, to be real with you, he was, of course, upset, but he had a great day at practice today. He's in high spirits. Just a testimony for just me and him is like, we're blessed enough to play this game, we realize, like, this thing is really cool, but ultimately, who you are, in your soul is, really more important than anything. So he's been able to, to really dive deep, with his faith. And, I'm just really, really proud of him, and, I'm trying to do the same in my life. I think when, you realize, this stuff is important, but it's not everything, you realize, that you can – you still be joyful and happy throughout the hard times of, what you go through in this sport. So, I'm really proud of him and just, how he approached today and, how he approached yesterday, having an off day, and Monday after the game, just trying to get better in the weight room. And really, at the same time, too, just checking on him to make sure, he is in high spirits and he does the same thing to me, because we are really, really close friends, that's first and foremost. So, I love that question. But, yeah, that's just my mindset with him.